AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Colorado Springs, Judge Charlotte Ankeny.
I find there is legal authority to hold Anderson Aldridge without bond at this time.
Aldridge is the suspect in Saturday's fatal shooting of five people at a gay nightclub. The 22-year-old appeared at the hearing by video with visible injuries. He was beaten into submission by club patrons. In Chesapeake, Virginia.
It is by the grace of God that a bullet missed me.
Brianna Tyler works at the Walmart. She says her manager walked into the break room last night and opened fire.
I saw the smoke leaving the gun, and I literally watched bodies drop.
Six killed before police say the gunman apparently shot himself. No clues to motive, but Tyler says.
Everybody did have an issue with, so when I came in, it was, okay, well, that's the manager to look out for. You know, he has issues, he has this, so he was already kind of rocky with people, but to this extent.
Ukraine's energy ministry says most of the country has lost power after the latest barrage of Russian missiles at the UN Security Council.
It seems that Putin is determined to reduce Ukraine's energy facilities to rubble.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Putin's motive could not be more clear and more cold-blooded. He is clearly weaponizing winter to inflict immense suffering on the Ukrainian people.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky told the council it was the actions of a terrorist state. Russia's ambassador accused NATO of conducting a proxy war by arming Ukraine. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska has won re-election. She defeats a fellow Republican, Kelly Shibaka, endorsed by former President Trump. And the head of Brazil's electoral authority has rejected a request from President Jair Bolsonaro and his Liberal Party to annul ballots cast on most electronic voting machines. That would have overturned the October 30th election won by leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. This is AP News. Correspondent Sagar Magani has the latest on the job market.
The Labor Department says jobless aid claims hit 240,000, up 17,000 from a week earlier. While the total is the highest in several months, it remains low by historical standards. The job market is still strong despite high inflation, but the extraordinary job security American workers now enjoy may not last. As the Federal Reserve keeps boosting interest rates, many economists expect the U.S. to slip into a recession next year, as higher borrowing costs slow the economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
But minutes from the Fed's most recent policy meeting show most officials favored reducing the size of their interest rate hikes soon. After four straight at 0.75%, many expect they may raise it just 0.5% at their meeting next month. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.